Hi, I'm James Dickey, Senior Trial Counsel for the Upper Midwest Law Center, the Minnesota nonprofit public interest law firm that fights for liberty and the rule of law. Welcome back to Minnesota Law Weekly, where Doug Seaton and I update you on important developments on legal issues in Minnesota. Today we are talking about the Upper Midwest Law Center's battle on behalf of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association against the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's California car rules. Terrible air quality, smog, wildfires, and ozone. What do these things have in common? Answer, they are regular problems in California, but not in Minnesota. Minnesota's air quality is consistently top 10 in the nation, while California's cities are choked with air pollution. As a result, California has, since even before the United States EPA existed, regulated air pollution. It's the earliest state in the nation to do so. And because of California's air quality problems, when Congress passed the Clean Air Act in 1970, it allowed California to adopt stricter air pollution regulations than the rest of the country. This is known as the California waiver. When California adopts air pollution regulations stricter than the United States EPA does, other states are allowed to adopt the California standards by passing their own law adopting them. However, those states must qualify to adopt those standards and must adopt the California regulations exactly. They must also comply with their own state lawmaking rules to adopt California regulations. Which brings us back to Minnesota, the Star of the North. Again, Minnesota is not California. The most popular new vehicle type in Minnesota is the pickup truck. In contrast, two of California's top five sellers in 2021 were Tesla electric vehicle models. Minnesota doesn't have an extensive electric vehicle charging infrastructure to support electric vehicle charging. And Minnesota has Minnesota winters. So what does this mean? Minnesotans don't want a wide array of electric vehicles to choose from, and they do want to buy pickup trucks. Minnesotans fear electric vehicle battery ranges that are too short, especially when it's cold. It is no surprise that a recent survey of some Minnesota Chevrolet dealers found that electric vehicle inventory sat on their lots in excess of 275 days. Those sharp differences made no difference to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Just before Christmas in 2020, despite Minnesota's complete lack of need for California air quality regulations, the Pollution Control Agency began to adopt California's stricter low emissions vehicle and zero emissions vehicle rules. These rules create a government mandate which forces car manufacturers to sell entire fleets of vehicles to new car dealers in Minnesota with a certain percentage of zero emissions vehicles. They also force manufacturers to sell to dealers a fleet of vehicles with lower average emission requirements than federal law. The MPCA claims this gives Minnesotans more choice. It doesn't. The MPCA's California car rules use a government mandate to force auto dealers to buy cars from manufacturers that Minnesotans don't want. This especially hurts dealers on the borders who have to compete with Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa dealers who don't suffer from the same restrictions. To make things worse, and the reason for our lawsuit, the California car rules are illegal. Nowhere in Minnesota is there a single location that fails national air quality standards. In contrast, California has dozens. But in order to adopt the California rules, Minnesota must have what is called a non-attainment plan. That means a plan to bring air quality back to federal standards in the area because air quality was below the federal standards in the first place. Minnesota doesn't have any such plan. Congress never intended for states without air quality problems to be able to adopt the California rules. Compounding this problem, the Minnesota version of the California car rules says that it adopts the California rules as amended. This means that whenever California's regulators change their own rules, Minnesota automatically adopts California's new rules. So the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has given control over Minnesota's law to another state's agency. This violates the very first provision of the Minnesota Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, which says that all government power in Minnesota is controlled by Minnesotans, not Californians. And finally, the law the MPCA relies on, Minnesota Statute 116.07, says that all Minnesota air quality regulations for motor vehicles must take into consideration different conditions around the state. This one-size-fits-all regulation, the California CAR rules, applies to everyone despite no air quality issues in Minnesota. The California CAR rules are bad for Minnesota's car dealers, expensive for Minnesotans, and illegal under Minnesota and federal law. That's why we sued the MPCA on behalf of the Minnesota Auto Dealers Association. On August 19th, we filed our opening brief in the Court of Appeals, and we look forward to bringing our strong arguments to court this fall. That's it for this week on Minnesota Law Weekly. You can learn more about the Upper Midwest Law Center's many cases by visiting umlc.org, and you can also make a confidential tax-deductible donation on our website or by sending us a check. We're a donor-supported, pro bono, nonprofit law firm that charges no fees to our clients, so we need your help to pursue all our cases. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.